This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott, and it sounds like things are about to get awesome.
Very awesome.
Brady Carlson's joining us with Here's What's Awesome, Election Edition. Now, we're going to be talking about some of the most influential memes, the viral videos, and online trends of 2012 primary, and remember that, and presidential election. It's kind of been endless, Brady. How are you holding up with just one day left?
Well, I try to take a Zen approach to this. It's only the end of 2012, Virginia. 2016 begins in just another day or so.
That doesn't sound like Zen. That sounds like anxiety. And we know that Howard Dean made news for making money on the internet in 2004. 2008, we would say the point of origin for social media's influence in politics. So where are we now? Election 2012.
I think this has been a specific kind of social media election. It's really been all about memes, which means that no matter who ends up in the White House in January, the real winner of this election is me, because memes are my wheelhouse. This campaign has had a lot of viral moments, but this is been a kind of a step further in that the campaigns themselves have been trying to play up the viral moments, even ones they didn't dream up, but ones that people have come up with to attack the other side or to promote their side. And the media has really gotten onto that. I mean, 4 years ago, you didn't have a lot of people doing the roundups sort of in the style of what you and I have been doing all this time, but sort of like, well, what are the big memes coming out of the convention? What are the big memes coming out of the debate? I mean, that's everywhere now. So you see, that's really driving a lot of the larger conversation about the election.
All right, you have to maybe remind middle-aged people like me what a meme is. Is there a difference between a legitimate soundbite versus a gaffe versus a meme?
It's a really tricky kind of fuzzy thing. I mean, meme broadly means a small piece of information that is culturally transmitted. I tend to think that in terms of web culture, meme means specifically a piece of information that people use as a fodder for remixes, hashtag games on Twitter.
So, example?
Well, the binder's full of women, I think, is sort of the prominent example that's going around. In fact, I was at the rally that President Obama had in Concord over the weekend, and New Hampshire U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen made a reference to binders full of women there.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can't sort of get any more official than having a U.S. senator reference your meme. But that, I think, is an example of something that is clearly being used as fodder for that remixing that goes on. You know, there are other things that have gotten a lot of play on the internet, like Mitt Romney's 47% comment or the hubbub about President Obama and you didn't build that. And those are certainly viral, but I don't know that they quite qualify, at least to me, as the same kind of thing. They're certainly viral, but maybe not quite meme. I'm probably overcomplicating that, but I think there is a slight distinction between some of those terms.
All right, well, then let's dial it back and say, let's talk about some of the earliest things that people remember, be they memes or viral videos or whatever, all the way back to the GOP primary.
Yeah, and there were a few memes that came out of that, because if you'll remember, during the Republican primaries, each of the contenders got a moment to sort of be the chief rival to Mitt Romney, and one of the big rivals at one point was Texas Governor Rick Perry, and at one point, he had a lot of problems in the campaign. I think we've all heard about those. But on the web, the big issue that came up was there was an ad where he was trying to shore up votes among religious conservatives, social conservatives. What he was trying to state was, you know, he's one of them. In the commercial, he was walking in a field wearing a nice sort of leathery jacket, looking like a, you know, solid guy. And, well, here's what the ad was intended to sound like.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian, but you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school. As president, I'll end Obama's war on religion, and I'll fight against liberal attacks on our religious heritage. Faith made America strong. It can make her strong again. I'm Rick Perry, and I approve this message.
Well, the web took a different tack on that. They saw Rick Perry sort of strutting through the forest and saw it was kind of a weird Little House on the Prairie meets who knows what kind of moment. And so there were any number of remixes of people walking through their own fields with their own tan jackets on with very different messages. And this was one.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm an atheist, but you don't have to sleep in every Sunday to know there's something wrong in this country when Rick Perry can be openly homophobic, but our kids can't openly celebrate evolution or Learn about science.
Well, of course, Barry was not alone in becoming a meme star.
No, Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann had, there was that cover photo for Newsweek where Newsweek was accused of making her look crazy. They had the headline underneath the picture was the Queen of Rage. And then Herman Cain was kind of a meme factory in and of himself, the former pizza executive and businessman. Bloggers
with the 999
tax plan, which the bloggers were pointing out was very similar to the same tax plan that you start out with in SimCity, the video game. And then there was that ad where he had his advisor was staring at the camera and smoking. And then at the end, Herman Cain gave that real slow smile that took like 30 seconds. I mean, that was just ready-made sort of for meme culture. It didn't wind up giving him the nomination, but he certainly got a lot of play. And then he even wrapped up his campaign with a meme because he made the quote, which turned out to be a line from the Pokemon movie. And so that clip got tons of play, even after he had left the race.
Well, they've become so dominant, memes, in this election cycle, not just the clever bloggers, but, you know, anyone with a Facebook account could spread them around. That was the topic of a big laugh on this past weekend, Saturday Night Live. Here's Weekend Edition Seth Meyers. He's talking to A.D. Bryant, playing here, a social media analyst, talking about the legitimacy of memes.
Do you have any comments from people whose opinions are sort of like eloquent or well stated?
Well, that's the beauty of social media, Seth. Everyone's opinion is equal. When David Brooks of the New York Times says Mitt Romney does not have the passion for the stuff he's talking about, it's no more important than when Facebook user Jim Dunlap says Obama equals poop.
I wonder how the campaigns are talking about this. I mean, how do they deal with this idea that all voices are equal on the internet? One of them can rise to the top.
Well, I mean, you certainly, you know, there is that. I think what happens is it's not necessarily sort of a marketplace of ideas, as I think people may have envisioned it at one time. But the idea is not necessarily to choose from the wide array, but it's that people are disseminating a couple of really popular ideas very widely. And I think a lot of that has to do with the shareability and the personalization that we have on the internet. You can find something that reflects what you already believe and spread it just as far and wide as you possibly can to as many people as you can. Google had some data after the debates that showed that there were a lot of people not searching for who won the debate or analysis of the debate, but searching for Romney won the debate or Obama won the debate. Mm-hmm. So the idea was people were searching for a link where someone said what they already thought so that they could post it on Facebook and show it to their friends.
We're talking about what's been trending throughout this election cycle on the world of the web. And with me running it down is what people sharing on the eve of the election is Brady Carlson. He's NHPR's All Things Considered host and also a digital host and our regular purveyor of what is awesome on the internet. Okay, so other popular descriptions that came out of the debates. I'm thinking Big Bird, binders, bayonets. So these are things that, you know, get spread around. Do they actually influence people's opinions, though? Do we know anything about that?
I don't know that it necessarily influences anybody's opinions. I mean, I think the people who are sharing the Big Bird jokes are kind of already on one side or another. I think what it is that this is a moment where people who are watching the debates, one, it's that second screen effect, we call it, where people are not only watching one thing together, but they're also tweeting about it as they're watching together. And you take a line like Big Bird or you know, the line about bayonets during that final debate or binders full of women to come back to that. It's something that that people can respond to instantly because it's a little jarring or unexpected or unique. And before the rest of the media, sort of the more traditional media, is even there to report on it, before the event is even over.
We've got fired Big Bird.
These new Twitter accounts are up. There are hashtag games being played all over the place. And sort of the thing has taken on a life of its own. I think that's a lot of it. And the conventions were sort of the other example of that. Not quite on the same level, because I don't think necessarily everyone was watching it on either side. But, I mean, we did see Julian Castro's little daughter at the Democratic convention playing with her hair when she saw she was on camera. You had Clint Eastwood with the empty chair. That got all over the place. So it's those particular moments. Otherwise, kind of people are following what they're following, not necessarily all following the same events at the same time.
All right, so here we are at the finish line. Now, the big October surprise, of course, was the devastation caused by Hurricane Sandy. Has that influenced what's trending right now?
Only, I think, in the sense that a lot of people have used the web culture as a way to bring up issues that didn't get a lot of play, say, in the debates. And one thing that didn't come up very much in the debates was climate change. And so there are a lot of people who are very concerned about climate change saying, well, see, you don't notice how they didn't talk about that, or notice how there's a particular candidate position on climate change, and see what happens. I mean, we're still trying to figure out a lot of what caused all of this. So I don't want to imply too much. But that's sort of the response that people are getting, is that this is why this issue should have come up. This is the example, Hurricane Sandy being sort of exhibit A for them.
And we, as the Facebook user or social media person, they were trying to raise it up there, I guess.
That's the idea. They're saying, you know, if the candidates won't do it and if the traditional media won't do it, maybe we can get some play through these other channels.
Okay, we have just a minute left. But as if to emphasize the point, a second shot at a popular meeting signaling how tired we all are of this election.
The 4-year-old Abby just sort of sums it up. I mean, you could see why this got so much play, because how many times have we seen our own friends posting on Twitter or Facebook saying, I just wish this election was over, and she, you know, out of the mouths of babes, right?
I'm tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
That's why you're crying? Oh, the election will be over soon, okay?
Yay.
I probably shouldn't tell her that 2016 is just getting underway.
Please,
I'm
don't,
not going
call,
to call her. All right, I'll hold off on
call.
That.
Well, Brady Carlson, thanks so much for joining us.
On to 2016, I say. Thanks, Virginia.
Brady Carlson, NHBR's All Things Considered host and our favorite finder of all things awesome on the web. You'll find links to everything that we mentioned and weigh in with your own favorite memes at wordofmouthradio.org.